God, you know what we need to hear tonight. We thank you for those that got in the altar last night. Lord, fill this altar up again tonight.
God,
Lord, help your man to preach and give him the strength and the wisdom he needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Charles. Joy to be here. I appreciate your presence. We had more preachers here tonight than we had last night in that prayer meeting. So I told my rascal, laid out on prayer meeting. What about that? But it's a joy to be here. And I tell you, that website works good, J.D. Amen. I went right on that and put that cursor on that MP3 and it'll scroll right down what year you want to hear. I think, Patsy, it's 2013 when Ken invited me here first. That's on there. Amen. And, hey, I got two flatland friends here coming in from South Carolina. Amen. Phil Raines and Tom Smith. Tom knows all them good eateries. Man, he took me here a while back, Greenville, South Carolina, a place called the Ham House. I never saw such. The Ham House. It's big. I mean, they had a dining room big as this auditorium. Went in there and looked all that ham and ordered chicken. I told Tom, I said, I got to stay true to my calling. Yes, sir. Amen. Old Brother Mays told me one time, he said, well, you know, you was called to preach. You're fat and bald-headed and had a love for chicken. He said he told God that he couldn't preach. God had called him. That he wasn't fat and bald-headed and said, God said, go ahead and I'll accommodate you. And he did, didn't he? Hallelujah. That field will tickle you to death. Him and his wife been married for years, and his date, and he said they went horseback riding. Well, I don't care to tell you, he's city boy. Right down Spartanburg, you know, South Carolina. He said his horse went out and stood in the middle of a pond. And he couldn't get him to move. He said he finally got that old horse out of that pond. It went right back to the barn, stood under the barn. Said he told that man, said, hey, I've got a half hour more left. Said that man swatted that old horse. He went right back up there and stood in that pond. Hallelujah. I preach a meeting for Phil first week in the year, first week in January. He's got glass doors and they're frosted over, man, every year. I guarantee you, but God bless his. He had a piano player down there. She's blind. That woman can't see a thing, but she can play that piano, I'm telling you. And got a CNI dog, and that's the meanest looking dog, Charles, I've ever seen in my life. And he had supper one night, you know. We went over, and that old dog come laid on my feet. It's ugly. I was afraid to move, you know. It's good to have you fellas here tonight. And I heard about just lately, two old people, you know, went into a restaurant and the hostess said, it's going to be 45 minutes before I can seat you. The old man said, hey, ma'am, we're 90 year old. We may not last 45 minutes. And they got seated immediately. I got to thinking about that, And me and Charles walked in Harbor Inn up here, Phil, Wednesday. Got seated immediately. I mean, she looked at us, "Follow me." That woman trying to tell us something, preacher. Yes, sir. Boy, I'm glad we can have a good time. I mean, if we can't have a good time, pray tell me who can. Amen. That lost crowd ain't nothing but hell awaiting on them. They ain't got nothing to laugh over. I'm tickled to death. I'm going to heaven, man. Yes, sir. Old Vance Havner said all this and heaven too. You can't improve on that, can you? That's a God's blessing, buddy. And what a blessing it is to feel God in this place. I told my friend here tonight, I felt like I was back in the mountain. All that hollering going on back there, man. And you my kind of people. I'll guarantee you. I told him I got a rock half as big as a washing tub on my communion table. I get a lot of questions about that rock. Well, you remember Palm Sunday, don't you? That crowd screaming and hollering, shouting it out. Them disciples said, "Shut them up. That's a bothering us, Jesus." He said, "Let me tell you, if they hold their peace, the rocks will cry out." And I said, "In case you don't believe in shouting, I've got your rock right up here. I ain't going to sit around and let no rock shout for me, mister." Hallelujah. And then, too, he did say, whoever's without fault casts the first stone. And if they can get that thing up, I'll mind them. I'll guarantee you, buddy. All right, Gospel of John, first chapter. The Gospel of John, and I'm interested in the 14th verse. I'll ask you to stand if you're physically able. Reverence the one who wrote the book. John chapter 1, and I'm interested in verse 14 of the first chapter of the Gospel of John. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory." Hey, according to this song lyric, you're supposed to say hallelujah right there. Glory. "As of the only begotten." Amen. Here of the Father. Boy, I feel it a-coming. Full of what? Grace and truth. Father, take your word, sir, and accomplish that. You'd have done with it. Somewhere down the road, I'll bow down, praise you, and glorify you. Tell everybody you did it all. Lord, we love you and we need you. I pray you'd cleanse, make us whole. Fit vessel, serving your service. We'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can be seated. "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. Glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. You know, I'm satisfied even amongst the ranks of the redeemed that all too many of the people of God have got too small of an estimation of Jesus. And I'm persuaded that in the Bible and out of the Bible, the one that saw Him for who He was, as good or better than anybody, was the Apostle John. I believe that. I believe he had a better estimation of who Jesus really was than any man that ever lived. And it comes bleeding through right here. Amen. And he tells us here that Jesus ain't just got the answer. He is the answer, praise God, for anything and everything that'll ever come your way. He's the answer. John tells me that in these seven miracles in his writings. Now, we live in a world of referral. You go to doctor and they'll refer you. I've got three right now, Charles, where I've been referred. You know. And I'm old enough to remember these old mountain storekeepers. I mean, they run the post office. They had the barber chair in there. There's the justice of the peace. They did it all. I mean, my God, you could go in there, friend, collect your mail, get you a haircut, and get married and buy you groceries and go to the house. Now, just try, you know, some justice. How about a haircut today? He'll tell you that's not my department. It's bled over to the church world. I mean, we got ministers of music, ministers of education, ministers of visitation, ministers to the minister. And I mean, it's bled over to the... I mean, you don't like a song, go to preacher and complain. He said, that ain't my department. You talk to the minister of music about that. Now, when I went to school, a long time ago, I can read, by the way. And I had one teacher. She taught me math. She taught me English. She taught me health and was my coach at recess. Now what do we got? We got 10 or 12 different kind of coaches for all the different balls that play, you know. And you talk to one of them about something, you don't pertain to what they are responsible for. That's not my department. I mean, I'm expecting any day. Charles tell Carolyn, I'm hungry, and her say, that's not my department. You're going to have to go to McDonald's. You're going to have to go to Hardee's. That ain't my department. And I said all that to say this, church. I never been to Jesus a day in my life or a time in my life. Get down around an old altar and talk to him about some preacher and have the Lord say, that ain't my department. Amen, Phil. I've never gone to him and been referred. No, sir. Bless God, he says, I'll take care of it. Hang around. I'd solve that problem. Ain't it good you can get around this old altar tonight, amen, and talk to somebody that ain't going to refer you to nothing or nobody. He ain't going to tell you that ain't my department. And boy, John makes that crystal clear here in his book that he is the answer. Second chapter. I don't know nothing to do except jump in, go down deep, and come up wet. Amen. I hope you take the trip with me. Amen. Second chapter. I see a crowd with no joy. They run out of wine. Jesus and his mama's at that wedding. They went to Jesus' mama. They figured that she had some influence with him. Right here's what she said. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Boy, ain't that good advice. That holds true this evening. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. God said, get up and shout, get up and shout. God said, get your hands up toward heaven, get your hands up, amen. God said, get up and sing a song. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You can't go wrong, boy. Spirit of God is speaking to your heart. Just do it. Amen. All right. So set up 6 empty earthen vessels, water pots. Empty earthen vessels. You know anybody like that? That's all they are, just an old empty earthen vessel. Huh? They said, fill them up with water. Now, water in that book's a symbol of the Word. Get the Word in them. And boy, he performed a miracle and transformed it to wine, which is a symbol of joy. He's still able to turn the Word to joy, ain't he? Fill up on the Word. Joy bells get to ringing down deep in your soul, man. Amen. Somebody said, hey, first time I've ever seen them bring the best out last. Huh? See, the idea is to get them drunk first and they wouldn't recognize the bad and they brought it out. Yes, sir. Jesus performed that miracle. Boy, how many times he's done it for me. I can get the Word, boy. And he'll turn it to joy. Joy bells get to ringing down deep in your soul. Hey, by the way, church, you ain't going to sell nobody a truckload of misery. My Lord, they've got enough of that already. But they see a spring in your step, joy bells of heaven ringing down deep in your soul, they won't know where you picked that up at. You'll have an opportunity to witness to them. Tell them where you got it, amen. What a blessing. 4th chapter, 46th verse. Thank you, Lord. I see a nobleman come to him. Got a sick son. Going to die if something ain't done. Jesus, come go with me. I hear Jesus say, I don't need to go nowhere. You know what Jesus told him? Go thy way, thy son liveth.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And right here's what the Bible said about that nobleman. He believed the word which was spoken. It's going to be a great day in the church world when God's people begin to believe the word that was spoken. Yes, sir. And boy, when he got back and close home, servant met him. He got to inquiring about what time the boy got better. Same time Jesus said he would.
Amen.
Go thy way, thy son liveth. I don't have to go nowhere, he said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, he's still the same Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen, let me remind you what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say, do I look like a pediatrician? I need to refer you. No, he said, just get on down the road and go home. He's all right. Yes, sir. What a God's blessing. He didn't refer him nowhere, did he? He took care of the boy's problem. 5th chapter, I'm moving on. Pool of Bethesda. carpenter from Nazareth stepped up and began to walk through that crowd that day. Came to this one particular man. Wilt thou be made whole? Will I? Sir, I've been laying around here for 38 years. But when the water's troubled, I have no man to put me in the water. I said, I hear Jesus say, we're going to bypass the man.
Amen.
Matter of fact, we're going to bypass the water.
Amen.
Now, if that makes you mad, you can apologize, and I'll forgive you.
Amen.
Now, if you ain't been baptized, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Amen.
Follow the Lord and the believer's baptism, but that ain't going to help get you to heaven. No, sir. My friend Jesus said, we'll just bypass all that. Rise, take up thy bed and walk. I can see him shouting off down the road yonder, a glorifying God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. What a God's blessing. Hey, Jesus didn't stand there that day and say, hey, I ain't no orthopedic surgeon. He didn't say, that ain't my department. I'll just take care of you, man. You know what I've often wondered, folks? I've often wondered, Phil, how many people that Jesus stepped over and walked around to get to that particular one man. I wondered, my Lord, how many he walked around and stepped over to get to me that night. My God, I'm feeling some gratitude, boy, down deep in my soul. Wonder how many stepped over to get to where you's at. Amen. Wilt thou be made whole? Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, thank God I'll be made whole. What a God's blessing. Amen. There's a big difference in being better and being whole, ain't there? He got made whole. Amen, down yonder at the pool of five porches. That's the fifth chapter. Pool of five porches. Everywhere you look, you see grace. What a God's blessing that is, boy. Yes, sir. All right, sixth chapter. Gospel of John. I see a hungry multitude, and there ain't no McDonald's in the neighborhood. Them disciples come to send them away, Lord. We ain't got no food for them. They hungry. Hungry crowd. That ain't like Jesus sends you away hungry. If you leave hungry tonight, it's your own low-down fault. It won't be Jesus' fault to send you away hungry. No, sir. I hear Jesus say, bring me that boy you was talking about. Got them loaves and fishes. Brought that little old lad up there. His mom had packed his dinner. He got five loaves and two small fishes. I imagine they look like sardines, you know. And boy, I've almost laughed out loud every time that crosses my mind to think about what mama is her that when she packs her youngins lunch, when he gets home, don't say to him, son, did you eat your lunch? I can hear that little old boy say, mama, you ain't gonna believe this. Mama, me and 5,000 men. You'll eat my lunch. Glory to God. I tell you something else out of that account, boy, bless my soul one day. They didn't count everybody, Charles. They just counted the men. Now, preachers, I don't know about you, and I count everybody. I got a preacher friend, he'll even count the cat in the parking lot. Rooster on the fence post, trying to have a better number than the other feller, you know. We count them all, don't we? They didn't. They didn't count the women and children. They just counted the men. Now let me ask you something, folks. When Jesus is picking somebody to use to meet the need of the hour, which crowd did he pick out of? The crowd that didn't count. Huh? Hey, JD, that's where he got me. Out of that crowd that didn't count. That's where he got you, preacher. Out of that crowd that didn't even count. My God, I tell you, we ought to be the shoutingest crowd this side of heaven. Amen. That's where you come from, Phil. Out of that crowd didn't count. Amen. My God. Boy, what a blessing. Thank God. I don't even have to leave that chapter. Well, verse 16, verse 17. I see a bunch in a boat on a stormy sea. Yes, sir. And they're scared today. Here comes Jesus walking on the water. Of all the places I'd like to have been in the Word of God, if I could go back to any of them, I'd like to have been in that boat, preacher, and see Jesus walking on that water. Amen. It ain't no wonder old Peter got out, is it? Thank God. Boy, I can hear them and the rest of them disciples around. What are we going to tell Peter's wife if we let him drown? Get back in this boat. No, I'm going to him. Yes, sir, and here he went. I know what happened. He said, yea, sunk. No, it don't say sunk. It said beginning to sink. And Jesus reached out and got him. The nick of time. He'll get you in the nick of time. Hallelujah. I preached on the old eagle. I don't know how many times over the years. And I've gone down yonder at Dollywood and them old eagles she's got down there. And just look at them. And boy, it's like they can see right through you. But they ain't looking at you. They're looking farther than that. That's a distant land. Yes, sir. They wasn't made for the barnyard. They was made for the sky, wasn't it? Yes, sir. And that mom eagle teaching them little old eagles to fly, gets them on her back. Here she goes. Boy, they're thinking, man, this is a riding knife. I mean, like on a 747. Up there looking around, but all of a sudden mama turns upside down and they can't hold on. And boy, they begin to fall and every nerve in their body's on edge and they're screaming. Amen. See, what they don't know, that mama eagle can fly faster than they can fall. And just in the nick of time, she's right under them. I'm glad I got a God that can move faster than I can fall, brother. What a God's blessing that is tonight. No, we've got a God that can move, buddy, faster than you can get down. Hallelujah this evening. Boy, in a nick of time, he reached out and got, they took him into the boat and immediately they was at the shore. Yes, sir, problem solved. Now, Jesus could have said, hey, you dummies, what are you doing out here in this storm? Huh? This ain't my department. You can have at it. No, sir, he took care of the situation, didn't he? Storm or no storm. Amen. Immediately, they're at the shore. Chapter 9, I see a man born blind. And they're arguing over who sinned, this man or the man's parents. Jesus said, hey, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Made clay out of spittle and put it on that man, anointed his eyes, said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Boy, I wish I'd have been aware of that, and I was a little old youngin'. My mom would get on my case if she saw me a spitting. She said, that ain't nice. Don't you be around here spitting. Boy, if I'd have been aware of that, I said, Jesus did. Yes, sir. Dobbed in that old boy's eye. Can't you imagine that man going down the street? Somebody, old man, what's the matter with you? What's that you got all over your face? I don't know. Jesus put it there. Yes, sir. And the Word of God said he came forth seeing. Boy, I remember the night I came forth seeing.
Amen.
Amen. So I wondered about them folks getting together, you know, and giving their money, putting it in an offering plate. And I just didn't know about that. But boy, Jesus worked on my eyes. And I got to seeing what they was doing. I wanted to get in on it. I tell you what, there's something wrong with an individual who won't go to church. I was visiting one Thursday night with an old preacher 50 years ago. We was headed to see a man that we'd talked to before. I'd been there. That old preacher hadn't. And I said, Brother Bud, how in the world are we going to get that man in church? I'll never forget what that old man of God said. He said, get him saved. Get him saved. But if you ain't got no desire down deep in your heart to assemble yourself with the people of God, you better be finding out what's going on in your life. Yes, sir. And boy, here this old boy now has got 20/20 vision. Hey, I remind you, Jesus didn't say, hey, do I look like an optometrist or something? That ain't my department. No, sir. He said, that's right up my alley. I can take care of that. Bless God, he did. All right, chapter 11. I see a dead man buried. Now, anybody else would have had to said, that ain't my department, wouldn't he? But that ain't how John saw him, Charles. John saw him as one that could take care of that situation. Yes, sir. Lazarus, come forth. And the dead came forth, bound hand and foot. Loose him and let him go.
Amen.
Boy, I like to get around that crowd that's been loosed and let go. I preached for an old black brother on the island of Jamaica. I'd never seen it before and ain't never seen it afterward. He had cups on his wall and had lines drawn. You could tell where the liquid is at in them. You know, and up here you have a full cup running over, you know, pictured right on back to an empty cup. Now, he required them to sit where they're at spiritually. And them people was honest enough. While I was preaching, some of them got up and moved. Amen. They began to move up. Yes, sir. And I couldn't stay out of that full cup crowd to save my life, J.D. Hallelujah. Boy, it's like a magnet had drawn me to that full cup crowd. What a blessing that is. That crowd's been loosed and let go for the glory of God. What a blessing that is. Hey, word got to him. He didn't go nowhere for 2 days. They used to sing that old song, 4 days late and right on time. Amen. And I don't know what's happened. They've quit singing some of them good ones. But he's right on time, wasn't he? Amen. Did you ever stop and think about why Jesus didn't go immediately? God showed me, I mean, on one occasion, exactly why Jesus didn't go immediately. I mean, it's as clear as a bell right there in that scripture in John 11. Yeah. Verse 45, the Bible said that that crowd came here to Mary's house and saw the things that he had done, and many believed on him. Now, what you got to know, them Jews, somebody died, they took them out and buried them right then. And there wasn't nobody around except the immediate family. Day one, day two, day three, but the fourth day, all the relatives came in. Fourth day, the neighbors all came in. Jesus was waiting on a congregation to assemble. That's verse 45. And boy, many believed. I'm going to see people in heaven that would have been missing, Phil, if Jesus had gone immediately, Tom. But he waited till a crowd assembled. Now, boy, the crowd going to see him call old Lazarus out of that grave. Yes, sir. And so the crowd's one thing. And then the conclusion of the crowd had something to do with his waiting. I mean, Jairus' daughter, just dead. What's going to keep people from saying, well, she's asleep. Anybody do what Jesus did? With a son down yonder at Nain. It's been dead short time. Somebody said, well, he's in some kind of coma. And anybody do what Jesus did? By the way, Jesus said that he reached up and touched the spirit board of the coffin, and the young man sat up and talked. I know God put in that book everything I need, but I can't help but wonder, to save my life, how them pallbearers reacted. I believe about a quarter mile down the road, one of them said, hey, did you see what I saw? And I've always wondered if that undertaker had to refund that widow's money. He didn't get him buried, did he? People couldn't stay dead around the Lord, could he? Boy, I've had that dawn on me, Charles Lewis, I don't know how many times. If I want to preach on grace, I get in that book and go to the master preacher. If I want to preach on love, here I go, the master preacher. But boy, when I get ready to preach a funeral, he never did preach a funeral. People couldn't stay dead around him. Ain't nowhere I can go in that blessed old book and get any help from the master preacher. They couldn't stay dead around him. Boy, them girls was right, wasn't they? When they said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died. And so, here all them others, they could have said, well, he's just in a coma. But a man been dead 4 days, now what are they going to say? So said, hey, don't move that rock. He ain't smelling good. Now, my God, what's the crowd going to say? What's going to be their conclusion? They're going to have to back off and say, there's something to that man. Yes, yes, say the word and the dead will come forth.
Amen.
One more reason God gave me, Jesus didn't come immediately. Verse 53. From that day, they took counsel to put him. Did you know this is a miracle that got him killed? This is a miracle that got him crucified. And Jesus knew that. Remember, He told who? Judas come planted a kiss of betrayal on his cheek, yeah. And he called him friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When he told Simon Peter, "Not cry, get behind me, Satan," talking about his death. But he called Judas friend. He knew that was one step closer to Mount Calvary. And my God, why'd he come start with? He's here to die for you and to die for me. Verse 53 says, "In that day they took counsel to put him to death." He knew that was going to be the miracle got him killed. And so he waited and didn't go. 2 days. Boy, listen, that they get to see that miracle right in front of their eyes. That's going to take him to Calvary. Boy, I worry a lot these days what I'm missing in that blessed old book. Yes, sir. God's put there. I'm a-telling you, John saw him better than any man ever looked at him. He saw him as one not just having the answer. He saw him as the one being the answer. Ain't you glad tonight? Thank God you can bring your need around this old altar and not get referred. He can take care of it. I don't care what's going on in your life. Thank God he can take care of it. Yes, sir, he can solve the problem, mister. And you don't have to worry about Jesus saying, "That's not my department." Somewhere one night, in a meeting like this, there's an old boy stood and testified. And he said, "Folks, I grew up in Depression days." And he said, "Every member of my family had a job. Or said, we'd starve to death. But said, we all had something we was responsible for. And they said, my responsibility, when I came from school, I'd hook my wagon behind a bicycle, go down to the bakery and buy that day-old bread and get out in the neighborhood and sell it. He said, I'd buy it for a nickel a loaf, sell it for a dime, sometimes 15 cents. And I'd bring the money and give it to my daddy. He said, that was my part in our making it in those days. He said, it was a winter day and a cold light rain was falling. He said, I hooked up my wagon, started down the sidewalk to the bakery, hit a crevice in the sidewalk, and every bit of the air went out of that front tire. He said, I thought, my Lord, what am I going to do now? He said, he happened to remember the gasoline station down the street, block away. And he said, boy, he's a hoping they left that air on to air up that tire. He said, he pushed that old bicycle down and up to that outside air hose, put that nozzle fill on that valve and pushed it down. And he said, when it did, that air just went straight through that tire. And he said, my heart sank. He said, here I was, cold rain hitting me in the face, and I didn't know what in the world I was going to do. And he said, as a 14-year-old boy, I bowed my head and said, dear God, I need help. And he said he put that nozzle back on that valve and pushed down. And he said that tire took air and rounded up. He said he went on to the bakery, got his bread, and he said it sold, seemed like a lot quicker that day than it had been. came back to the house, unhooked his wagon, pushed that bicycle up on the porch, put the kickstand down, opened that old screen door, and he said when he did, he heard every bit of air go out of that tire. Right here, boy, got to me. He said, as a 14-year-old boy, I didn't know what was happening that evening, but he said, I look back now and I know. He said a 14-year-old boy was needing a miracle.
Amen. Amen.
And he said, God, give him that miracle.
Amen.
Hey, I preached to some people tonight. Nothing short of a miracle is going to help you with your situation. Huh? Ain't you glad you can come? Glory to God. Not have to worry about getting referred. Not have to worry about Jesus saying, that ain't my department. Glory to God, he'll take care of it. He's quite capable. John said, whatever comes your way, he can handle it. Huh? See, seven, that's God's perfect number. Why do you think he gave us seven miracles in his gospel? Huh? He's letting us know the eighth that ain't needed. That's God's complete number. That's sufficient. Huh? Anything will ever come your way. Anything I'll ever face in this old world, Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
Thank God he'll never say that ain't my department. He'll never refer you to nothing or nobody. Bless God, he's quite capable of taking care of it. Get up here with us, a song of invitation right quick. Ladies, come on to the instruments. Amen tonight. I don't know how God's speaking to you. I don't know what he's saying to you as an individual. You here tonight, you know full well it's going to take a miracle to get you beyond that situation that you're caught up in. Thank God he's still in the miracle working business. Don't have to worry about him saying that ain't my department.
Amen.
Or referring you someplace else.
Yeah.
He'll take care of it, mister. Amen. So we stand all over this auditorium right now.
Page 81.
While God's speaking, God bless you, man. God bless you for your honesty. Preach your Bible, don't know about another. God's speaking to my heart. Come on to Jesus, will you? Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Listen.
And that thou bids me come to
of God, I come. Listen. God loves you, wants to help you if you'll let him. Come on to Jesus.